basketball fans, what's going on? It is Cannonball Ray here again, bringing you another episode of the Cannonball Report, the podcast that is. Episode number 6 we have going on today. And I guess so. There have been quite a few things going on this past weekend that should be of interest to all of us basketball heads north of the 49th parallel. First off, let's give happy belated Canada Day to everybody out there. Hope your weekend, your long weekend, was good or as good as it was for myself and the senior women's national team. They secured their spot in the London Olympics this past weekend with a final win over Japan in Turkey. And this is probably going to be the biggest news that we have coming out of the national program this summer, in my opinion, of course. The senior women have been a very competitive team on the international level for quite some time. And despite the fact that they have not been in the Olympics since 2000, I think that they've been consistent in their games or in their performances in various tournaments and whatnot. And I think the team qualifying this summer for the Olympics for the first time in a very, very long stretch just goes to show that the game is on the rise for the women in Canada, and that we've been bringing it consistently on the women's side. Few bad breaks here and there, injuries, people who aren't available, whatnot. But I think this team in particular is going to be proof positive that we do have some very, very good Canadian ballers that are female playing for the red and white, and that we will be a team to look out for in London. Now, I guess if you haven't been paying attention to the results over in Turkey, Canada has had a fairly good record going in. They beat Mali convincingly by what I think it was. It was 89-23. So you can do the math there. It's pretty much a blowout. And despite the fact that they did lose to France in their preliminary round, and then would lose to Croatia in the opening game of the qualifying round for London, they did come back to win back-to-back games Saturday and Sunday, and beating Argentina and Japan to get their ticket to London. Now, if you haven't been paying attention to the scores, I think Canada competed very well. Really, in the games that they played up to, I guess, leading up to their win for that last spot to the Olympics, Canada's been very competitive in the games that they did lose this tournament. Now, France loaded with a lot of domestic pro players, very skilled, very, very high-level team on the international stage. Canada only lost by 9 points. The score was 56-47 for France. And then to Croatia, a team that they had actually blown out in an exhibition game prior to the tournament, they'd only lost by 3, 59-56 on Friday. And that, I think that says a lot more to the talent level to the talent level of the team than the three blowout wins that led them to the final game there. Of course, Canada was a rather large team in terms of height and size. They did have that over some of the teams they played during the tournament, but it doesn't necessarily translate into wins on a regular basis, all the time. And I think that playing close to teams like France and Croatia, teams that have been women's basketball, I guess, powerhouses in the last few years, it shows that overall the talent level has gotten better, and that Canada is able to play with the big girls, so to speak, on a world stage, beating Argentina, beating Japan, beating Mali. I think those are games that that we might say that Canada should win. And I guess having beaten them by large margins, it shows that Canada is able to put teams away that they should be putting away. Now, that's not just take anything away from those teams that they did play against and beat, but I think now we can look to Canada, like to our senior women, as a team that has the talent, has the experience, has all the components to really make a run in this Olympic Games in London. Now, I don't think that a medal will be an easy get during this summer. In fact, it might not even be possible with the pool that Canada's in at this point. But I think we got to look beyond that. Looking beyond that would mean looking at how competitive they are, looking at the games that they play, and I think leading up to the games, which will be in a month, the team looks very, very good in my opinion. Again, Croatia and France, very good teams, and staying within single digits. Being competitive, staying in games like this bode well for London. Now, I'm not saying that they are going to be winning every single game that they play. There are going to be powerhouses in the Canadian pool, such as Australia. But I think there is a very good chance that if they can just stay within that single digit area in late in games, it's quite possible that they can steal more wins than they might have in previous years, and that's great. That's very good there. Now, I guess I just wanted to give a shout out before I forget to the team member Courtney Pilipaitis, former Vermont Catamount all conference player. Former America East Player of the Year. This young lady was voted the Canadian MVP, and rightfully so. She had a great tournament, averaging 12.6 points, 3.5 boards, 3.5 assists. Shot perfect from the free throw line. Shot 50% from the field, from two-point range. And shot 42% from three-point range. And all this culminated, all this began with a double-double in the blowout win over Mali in 26 minutes. She had 15 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists and a steal. And then in the final against Japan in 34 minutes, she dropped a game-high 21 points, which included 5 of 9 from the three-line and 6 assists, 2 boards, a steal and a block. Rightfully earned the MVP title for the tournament for our senior women. This young woman, I had the pleasure of interviewing her for a Slam piece a few years back when she was still in college. Very, very great person, great player, very versatile, and I think this Olympics might be a coming out party for her for the rest of the world. Stage like this, I think she lives for. And having been a high-level college player, playing professionally now in the last couple of years, this is something that she might have been looking forward to. And I think the world will finally open their eyes to see how much talent this young lady has going forward. Now, I guess switching gears to that, it's quite impressive that our ladies had played the way they did. Nothing major happened in the ways of injuries or that kind of thing, which is great going forward into London. And with 4 weeks off, there'll be some time to train, recuperate before they get back into that grind of everyday playing with their life on the line kind of situations. So again, big shout to our senior women, much deserved Olympic bid. They fought really hard in the games that they played. They showed that they can put games away, and I think Canada will be a team to look out for during these games. So stick around, tune in with us, of course, for any for our analysis coming in the next few weeks, as well as possible interviews and that kind of thing, as well as Canada basketball for all the latest and greatest news for the senior women. And I guess just changing gears and moving a little further back in the week, It was a very big week for Canadians in the NBA draft. Three Canadians were selected in both rounds. And I guess if you've been sleeping the last few days, I'll just remind you. Andrew Nicholson from St. Bonaventure, Atlantic 10 All-Conference Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year also, was selected number 19 by Orlando. Chris Joseph, selected in the early part of the second round by Boston, and Robert Sacre was the last pick of the second round, number 60 to the Lakers. This is significant, again, for Canadian basketball, and it speaks to the talent that our country is putting out. Two of these players, Sacre and Nicholson, were both homegrown talents, meaning that they played their high school basketball in Canada. Chris Joseph played his prep ball at Archbishop Carroll in Washington, D.C. for the most part, but that doesn't take away from his skill level and the kind of player that he is. I think, like last year when we had two first-round picks in Corey Joseph and Tristan Thompson, having three picks this year just highlights the growing talent that is coming from Canada. And I think in the next couple of weeks we'll talk more about the significance of that on a larger scale. But for the time being, having these three players picked in the draft exemplifies what's been happening over the last couple of years. Talent growing from Canada, I think the big deal is that they're not necessarily names that were very big in high school coming out. Nicholson was an unknown product heading into St. Bonaventure's freshman year. Chris Joseph was on the boards. People knew about him. But I don't think to the same scale as a Mike Kabongo or as a Tristan Thompson or a Corey Joseph kind of thing. And Robert Sacre was probably a guy like Nicholson, flew under the radar to some degree. I think people, particularly outside of Canada, but in Canada in particular, are now opening their eyes to the talent that we do have. Having these three players drafted last Thursday is significant as an indicator as to the talent level that is being produced by Canada and what we can accomplish, going forward on the international level, be it the Olympics or World Championships or that kind of level. I think we're going to be up for some very, very big results moving forward. Now, I guess over the next couple of days, we'll also look to do more of the talent evaluation, check out draft prospects and how they fit with their current teams, summer league teams, that kind of thing. So tune in, of course. And as always, we will be keeping an eye on our national program. We do have something very exciting to look forward to in the next few weeks. London's coming up very shortly. Our senior women should be taking the court pretty soon for training, and then off to the games themselves. Oh, and actually, before I forget, a big shout to our cadet men's national team who are currently playing at the U17 World Championships. Went 2-1 the last 3 days. They're playing their next game, on the Tuesday. So big shout to them. Tune in to Canada Basketball on the website for updates, on the Twitter feed as well. And, of course, with us, the Canball Report, we'll look to give you the updates as well as they come through. So until next time, you know my name. My name's Canball Ray. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for taking the time out to listen to what I have to say about the game of basketball, which we all love. And remember, our favorite game was invented by Canadians. Peace.